Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival started with a blast on Wednesday night. Two women read aloud the SAMI Declaration of Indigenous Cinema. It declares that the oral tradition of Native cultures must be preserved through storytelling on the screen. Preserving the oral tradition through storytelling on the screen. Totally new concept. Amazing. Sums up what the festival brings us. This week, I'm looking at three very different but very good movies. There's a thrilling drama about a young musician who won't give up, a comedy about a woman who won't grow up, and a mockumentary from New Zealand about vampires who won't grow old. Whiplash, directed by Damien Chazelle. Andrew, played by Miles Teller, is a 19-year-old music student. Pale-cheeked and dark-haired, he lives in a New York City apartment with a single father. He plays the drums with a driven passion, and he's just starting at a prestigious music conservatory. He finds an unused drum set in a dusty schoolroom and plunges right in. Drummer's heaven. And who walks by and hears him but Fletcher, played by J.K. Simmons from Law & Order. He's a bald acerbic music teacher who's also the head of the school's elite prize-winning jazz band. And he pulls Andrew out of the class to audition for the band. This is rare since the band members are much older and more accomplished. He realizes something big is going on. His talent is finally being recognized. His life's going great. He even gets the nerve to ask a girl he sees at a local rep cinema on a date. But what he doesn't know is that Fletcher is also a perfectionist who demands top performances from his players even during rehearsal times. That's good, right? No. Fletcher is a cruel and twisted megalomaniac who loves nothing more than driving his music students to tears. Every position in the band is tenuous at best, subject to Fletcher's whims. Now you're in, now you're out. And he elevates the importance of the band to mythic proportions. So Andrew soon realizes that he has to devote every waking moment of his life to reaching absolute synchronistic perfection in his drumming if he wants to stay in the group. And Fletcher seems to have singled him out as his perfect victim, someone he can elevate and then crush. Who will triumph in this battle of minds, sensitive young Andrew or the fascistic Fletcher? Whiplash is a fantastic and tense, thrilling movie. Director Chazelle manages to portray a music academy like it's a boot camp or a boxing match. Andrew's not a musician, but an athlete and one who drums until his hands bleed. Miles Teller as the kid and J.K. Simmons as the teacher perfectly play the two sides of this violent duet. The acting, the passion, the relentless tension in this movie. Just incredible. You got to see it. Whiplash was the first movie I saw. The press reviews at TIFF way back in August. And in my mind, I had to measure every movie that came after it against its standard. Laggies, directed by Lynn Shelton. Megan, played by Keira Knightley, is a happily unmarried slacker in her late 20s. Okay, her postgraduate school career hasn't exactly taken off, but she still has her loving dad, her high school friends, and Anthony, longtime boyfriend she lives with. But at a wedding, she discovers maybe her dad's not so great. Maybe her best friends aren't. And when Anthony proposes marriage and maybe a quickie wedding in Las Vegas, Megan panics. She flees the wedding. She ends up hanging with some teenagers she meets at a strip mall liquor store. She identifies with them, especially Annika, played by Chloe Grace Moritz. She was like her in high school, which wasn't that long ago, so they become friends. And this new friendship also gives her a chance to get away from her own life. She secretly moves in with Annika, her new best bud, for an extended sleepover party. But Craig, Annika's single dad, another single dad, played by Sam Rockwell, discovers his daughter's new best friend is a grown-up. So they have a long talk. Does Megan see herself more as an adult like Craig or a kid like Annika? Or is she somewhere in between? And how would a relationship change if she started dating the dad? Laggies is a cute, funny, romantic comedy, rom-com about the maturing of a young woman in her 20s. Director Lynn Shelton comes from the Seattle low-budget indie scene. But this is her first one with big-name stars. And I think she pulls it off just fine for a comedy. Keira Knightley and Chloe Moritz are great as the mismatched friends. My only question is, what's with all the single dads in movies right now? There are no single dads. Single moms. What's going on? What We Do in the Shadows, directed by Jemaine Clement and Taika Waititi. Four guys with an unusual sense of fashion share a house in downtown Wellington, New Zealand. There's the flamboyant and sensitive pirate-shirted Viago, played by Taika Waititi, who pines for his lost love, Catherine. Vladislav, played by Jemaine Clement, sticks to clandestine orgies behind his velvet drapes. An ex-Nazi deacon, played by Jonathan Brugge, can often be found hanging upside down like a bat. They have regular house meetings complete with job wheels, and of course they love a good night out. Why? So they can find some virgins and suck their blood. They're vampires, of course. When they say, clean up the bloody dishes, they mean it literally. So they're part of this underground, somewhat cheesy, supernatural subculture that we're told exists in Wellington, New Zealand, complete with zombies, witches, werewolves. As vampires, they can fly around and sleep in coffins, but they don't know how to use Facebook or take selfies. So with the help of a regular, not dead guy named Stu, they try to adjust to modern life and avoid spilling blood everywhere. What We Do in the Shadows is a hilarious, character-driven, fake documentary about the lives of oddballs in New Zealand. It opened Imaginative Festival, not first topic, but because the filmmakers, producer, and stars are indigenous, and more important, they're really, really funny. All three movies played at TIFF this year. Laggies and Whiplash both open commercially today. Check your local listings. What We Do in the Shadows opened at Imaginative, which continues through the weekend, October 26th. And featuring Australian movies this year. Movies are free before 6 p.m. for students, seniors, and unemployed, so don't miss it. Go to imaginative.org for more info. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.